brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, Dr. Steve Pachinik, a former top hostage and crisis negotiator for the State Department, worked in black ops across the board with the military. You were just saying you got into North Korea. Tell us about that, because I know we were calling your hotel right there, you know, close to the DMZ.
I'm born in the United States, and I have another passport, which allows me to get into this country in and out. I was able to see certain aspects of the industrial complex, some of the military, and quite frankly, they're not out of control. There's nothing crazy about them. They seem to be very much in control. It's a highly controlled society, as you would expect a third world nation that was very much like a communist as a Romania or Bulgaria 30, 40 years ago. But what you hear is that they don't take themselves all that seriously. And really what's happening is that at the senior level, you're getting this kind of warmongering in order to force the United States and China and England to, Japan to come to the table in order to give Korea a chance to have some food, subsistence, and money. But truthfully, North Korea is not as bad as everybody thinks. Number one, they're exporting bauxite. Number two, they're exporting minerals and other products. They're doing exceedingly better than most people would realize.
Now, you were involved with North Korea some when you were in the State Department.
Yes, I was involved with his father, Kim Jong-il, and then Kim Il-sung. Kim Jong-il was quite a smart man. He was very much like what I was doing at that time. He was an executive producer of television shows. He was very creative, very funny. But our intelligence system in the State Department and elsewhere insisted on calling him a crazy man wearing high heels, when in fact he was a very smart man running 2.2 million people in Korea in the military with antiquated equipment, antiquated Soviet military, and no military is going to cross over the DMZ line. They don't have
the grandfather?
They don't have the fuel. They don't have the food. So it's not going to happen. What happened, in effect, is a dramatic situation which should never have happened because of our intelligence, if we had any, that should have been prevented, kept at a very low-key level, and instead we mirror-imaged it and precipitated it through the incompetence of our president, incompetence of
our president. But they're doing it for a false flag. They don't think they're incompetent. But I mean, you're saying it could lead to something that would cause Korea to implode into both China and South Korea. The Chinese are taking it very seriously.
Yes, because the greatest deficit in all of this, the greatest problem will not be really for South Korea, because South Korea can maintain it with the Republic of Korean Army and also the fact that they're very wealthy. What cannot take it and is not capable of handling economically is Lee Jae-pyong, the new technocrat. He's not a good leader of China. The Chinese cannot handle the North Koreans coming over the border in massive amounts, and they're 22 million, because the Chinese now have an economic problem, they have a food problem, they have a water problem,
yeah,
and they have a financial problem. They cannot handle a swath of 22 million
people. All right, well, here's my final question then.
The border, as if they came over the border from Mexico into Arizona. They cannot handle that. It's far more of a danger to China than it is to South Korea or anybody else. It has no danger whatsoever.
We've only got 1 minute left, Doc. We only got 1 minute left. How do you expect all this to end? Because it looks like it's just escalating.
We come to a negotiated settlement, and we'll do an appeasement once again. Kerry, who's not a very effective Secretary of State, will sit down. We'll give him some money. We'll give him some food. And once again, there'll be some kind of appeasement, and it will continue. South Korea will grow. China will fall apart. North Korea will actually, ironically, grow in many ways if they'll open up the Jisung industrial complex, and more, 54,000 of the North Koreans will continue to work, and they will get more currency, and eventually, within 5 to 10 years, North Korea will be integrated on what's called on a soft landing with South Korea. Hopefully, we will get rid of our intelligence, our military, and a lot of our incompetent leaders and our incompetent military.
Or instead, Homeland Security will try to just conquer America, because that's what it's doing. We're the real country they're trying to conquer. Dr. Pachinik, stevepachinik.com, thank you for all the time. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, and we're not turning away. We're not watching humanity go down the tubes, collapse under mind control into mass zombie state without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. I stand for truth, justice, and liberty worldwide. I stand for the spirit of 1776 worldwide that trumps 1984 all day and all night. But you must first become animated with the animating contest of liberty. You know what I love in life? I love real people. I love people that aren't fake, and I love people that are animated with the spirit of liberty. And you talk to somebody who's animated, who has energy, who is bubbly, you just want to be around them, they're amazing. And then you get around the general public, more and more act like lethargic sloths that have had electrochemical lobotomies. And, I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And every generation talks about young people. And we've got one of the most awake, focused, dynamic, amazing groups of young people that I've ever seen in my life. Seeing my generation and looking at older generations and experiencing several younger generations before me, we have some of the most awake, dynamic young people ever. But that's a minority. The majority of them love being sloths, love being pathetic, wear their ignorance like a sheet of armor, and basically don't even know how to wipe their noses. And the New World Order is not going to just let you sit around and draw welfare and lay around all day. Okay, they're going to get you on the government dole for a while. They're going to give you government jobs to run our lives. And then once they've got everything fully collectivized, they're going to shut everything off incrementally. And they're going to start giant wars, and they're going to release bioweapons and say they're natural plagues. And the vaccines they give you are going to further brain damage you and engage in real electrochemical lobotomies with the nanotech anti-stress vaccines they're coming out with. That's what they're called, which some evidence, it's not just television and flicker rate putting people into a trance state. I've talked to a lot of people I know that have taken the, especially the H1N1, and they're different people. They're not just had their IQs lowered. They aren't real anymore. And I've recognized this enemy operation for at least a decade, reading different MIT papers and things, but it's already happened. So, and Bill Gates is coming out with food, clothing, chemtrail sprays. He's funding geoengineering that has vaccines in it. It's on their website. They're putting hundreds of millions into that. How to manipulate your gut flora without you knowing. I mean, they're very public about programming us. And it's an incredible war crime against humanity. But their propaganda is in ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, the cover of Costco magazine, just Time magazine, Newsweek, just everywhere I look. Bill Gates loves you. He's an angel. So people say, what do you mean he's an angel? I mean, thank God for Bill Gates. Okay, go take his shots then. I mean, never mind that they had 60-something thousand kids get paralyzed off of shots in India last year alone. And it's a minor footnote. Oh, we're not calling it polio, though. We call it a type of paralysis. Truth is, they didn't get rid of polio. Neurological disorders and paralysis is at record highs. They just don't hype it up. You see, there's the difference. You can have 200, 300,000 deaths from infections. It varies every year in hospitals. You can have 200 and something thousand from drug overdoses in hospitals. You can have a couple hundred thousand from doctor error every year. I mean, it's well over 800,000 people a year dying one way or another from medical neglect or abuse or different variants of that. Malpractice. And just going into these hospitals and facilities that are just have the most powerful drug-resistant, radiation-resistant, chemical-resistant bugs you can imagine. I mean, insects that have been pesticided within three or four generations almost always become somewhat immune or resistant or completely resistant to poisons. Or you can put poison right on them and they don't die. What do you think happens with bacteria and viruses? By the way, though, in that is the key to our salvation, because I want to explain something. Humans are the most dynamic, powerful, intelligent, incredible, enlightened, beautiful, transcendent creatures this planet has. That's why they tell you you're ugly, you're bad, you're no good all day, so you don't figure that out. So that you just imagine you're this ball of scum who embraces your weakness because you were told you were weak. You see, that's even your own adaptation manipulating you. The New World Order is not going to be able to shut all of us down. Their viral cocktails aren't going to work on all of us. And believe me, the subconscious drives the conscious, and the brain is connected through the spinal cord to the rest of your body. And the mere fact that I'm talking about how you're under attack right now, even if you're a jellyfish consciously, I am commanding jellyfish right now, spineless people, I am commanding you. I am commanding you through your instincts, through your ancestors, through your common sense, And, of course, God is commanding you through your spirit to activate right now and launch defenses. And believe me, the defenses are launched. So the globalists have got a big problem on their hands, okay? Because there is autopilot, ladies and gentlemen. They know about the autopilot. They're trying to program it. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. You've already failed. And by the way, most of the globalists have already figured that out. I'm seeing major signs in the power structure of internal civil war and people trying to reverse it and children of elite families understanding now you're not going to screw up humanity and get out of this. The only way you're going to be able to attain the true gifts of the Creator, which is all this technology, genetic engineering, all of it, we are creators, little C creators to the big C Creator. We're made in the image and likeness of God. Okay? I mean, take a look at what we can do. Just got chills right there. And when what we do sends out ripples. You know, I shouldn't get mad that within 3 days of us breaking major news every single day, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, you name it, Sean Hannity are covering it, and more they can't even spin it because their audiences demand the truth. And plus, deep down, they don't want to sell people out. Deep down, they have a survival instinct for their families, their children, their wives, the people they love. You see, that's why they want to make you automatons and have, quote, zero tolerance and everything, where cops are robots, where teachers are robots, where you don't have any discretion. Because they want you to be a robot. You see, that's where all this is going. That's why they're trying to replace us with robots. I mean, I always feel like I should do more. I always feel like I should work harder and stay up late and shoot videos when I'm exhausted that aren't as effective as when I'm actually, you know, energized doing it. And it just really came to me this morning in one of the most azure blue skies I've ever seen, with spring breaking, with manifest beauty, to be on this planet staring out into the heavens. I mean, just incredible. That I have already succeeded and you have already succeeded. Because the greatest victory is not even getting personal attention. The greatest victory is not yourself being famous. That's actually a cross to bear. But true, real power to do good is when you can do something and have everyone come think they're stealing it and take it and actually put it out to everyone, and to be able to change human destiny for good. And to be involved, being able to blow the whistle every single day on things that I think are important and that my crew thinks is important, and then others who resonate with it who think it is important. And it's like the fire of Prometheus. I revel in giving, not from the Greek occultic perspective, but it's still a good analogy, the fire of liberty, the fire of awakening, the fire of truth, the fire of building people up and seeing them soar. That is such an amazing thing, and it's why it's so alien to me that other people don't want to build others up and see them soar, because they're threatened by it. That's why the only person in mainstream dominant media who I've seen that doesn't try to dominate and shut down other people is Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report, who has given InfoWars the fire of Prometheus. We had already given many the fire of Prometheus on a smaller level, and it had set brush fires across the planet. But Drudge and others have given us a greater fire. And so now InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, this syndicated show, even when it's not on DrudgeReport.com, as one of our stories is today, it is now picked up by conservative circles, libertarian circles, and is read word for word with no credit. And I don't even really mind that when Limbaugh and Hannity do it. Savage gives us credit now. When Beck does it, it's irritating only in that he's tried to hurt us and shut us down and block us while streaming what we're doing. I mean, listen, this show is the Glenn Beck show now. I mean, you understand, I'm his teleprompter writer. But I'm writing directly out of history and research and the force of liberty that flows through me. It's amazing. All right, I'll get into the North Korea situation straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. This is it. We've already dropped. We're already in the pike. This is it. That's right. Even while we sleep. We sleep, they live. Alex Jones here, back live. Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure and spread the word about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to and support their local sponsors. We are fighting an uphill battle, but we have the people on our side, and so the agenda of liberty is moving forward faster than ever. All right, coming up, I'm going to get into the police state news, the economic news, the incredible Second Amendment news, where they're trying to ram through anti-gun legislation without anyone being able to read the bill. Of course, they're saying Harry Reid promised to let us have amendments, but he lied. It's like saying Satan promised not to lie to me, but he did. People go, I can't believe Biden doesn't understand why we want guns to protect ourselves from criminals and the government. Biden says he doesn't understand why we want guns. Why doesn't he understand? Of course Biden understands. He owns a bunch of guns on record and has bodyguards. He's a gangster. He's got a criminal instinct, an animating contest of evil. He doesn't like you. He wants to dominate you. He's from the dark side, big time. Big time. Big time. Big time enemy. Big time bad. Big time eat your lunch. Big time usurp everything you've got. But it's virtuous to roll over to tyranny. No, it's not. I mean, look at this right here. Paul Watson did the article today. You need to make this go viral. It's up on Infowars.com. Bill Clinton, the UN, and Donald Rumsfeld. If anybody's like the devil and appears in a poof of smoke, I would imagine it'd be Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, that guy commences, that guy MCs over like all the key evil. He's just as important as Henry Kissinger as Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, that guy's been around since right after L.L. Lemnitzer got kicked out by Kennedy. He came in right after that. Mr. False Flag. Who gave North Korea the nukes in the first place? U.S. government, CIA, on record. Just like in a few years when Al-Qaeda's attacking us, and so they're, you know, doing proctology exams on you and your family on the highway, not just the airport. It'll be because of Al-Qaeda and you know, other groups. You'll be like, oh, you know, our government put Al-Qaeda in charge of all these countries. Oh, shut up, conspiracy theorists. Now, remember, everybody knows that now, but by then it won't be politically, you know, correct to admit that. But the whole article goes over the admission. Now, they have revealed in a leaked intelligence report, which means they did it on purpose, that North Korea states that it has nuclear war is unavoidable as it declares first target will be Japan. So they're saying that. The intelligence report says that, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, they do have nuclear weapons and can hit Japan and South Korea. Okay, so that is what has now come out, and China has been massing troops for weeks on the border there, ladies and gentlemen. So that's the facts. And North Korea is now saying that they will hit Japan first. And they're saying nuclear war is unavoidable. If somebody says, I'm going to come over to your house and shoot you, it's unavoidable and I'm coming over to shoot you, I have every right to have you arrested and if you come to my house to kill you in self-defense. But notice that's not happening. And notice the Pentagon has been secretly meeting with North Korea. In the last month, this guy was raised in Switzerland. Remember, the global crime syndicate manipulates the communist Chinese, put them in power in 49, moved all our industry there. They manipulate the EU. They manipulate our Pentagon. They run our country. And so, understand, they clearly, more and more I realize, I'm going to get Pachinik on about this, get his take, are actually running this whole thing. It doesn't mean they control them. It means that they have made some deal behind the scenes, I believe, to give them oil and a bunch of other food and stuff if they do this. So bow or break, carry on the scene. Congressman, they have nukes. Kerry contradicts intel report. Pentagon deploys sea radar. We're going to be breaking all this down. We've got excellent coverage at InfoWars.com. Also, excellent coverage over at DrudgeReport.com. But why is this happening now? I'm going to get into this and then into the globalist master plan. And
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around at the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. To keep the planet and move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock. Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Friday. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ben Swan, the very popular Fox News reporter from a Fox affiliate here in the U.S., has left his job, and you're going to discover why in the next hour. Very popular online, a listener of this radio show, took the reports, took the ideas, did his own ideas, and really had an effect, and he's leaving there. I know behind the scenes, well, I'm going to let him tell the story. Okay, because I know a few months ago I wanted to have him on, and they told him, you're not allowed to go on that show. Which is funny. You know, they're putting ads on those videos online that we're getting seen millions of times in some cases. But you don't like local Fox affiliate being on InfoWars.com? You don't like being on DrudgeReport.com? You don't like a million people coming to your website when your other videos had like 1,000 people coming to them? No, you don't like somebody exposing the private Federal Reserve or the New World Order. I went through the same stuff on Access TV. They tried to kick me off. And then they tried to kick me off local radio. And I was like, well, I have ratings. I'm bringing in money. And they're like, well, you know what? You're going to shut up or you're fired. I was like, I thought as long as I was successful and we're not getting sued and I can prove what I'm saying, I'm allowed to be on the air. They said no New World Order, Federal Reserve, or Bill Clinton. In fact, you do that, maybe we'll give you a raise. Now come out to a company party with us. And I went to the company party, but I didn't shut up. So they said, you're fired and you'll never be on the air. I was already on the air out of my house on a little Patriot network jacked into a satellite on more than 10 stations. And those delusional people couldn't believe it. You see, that's why I hate monopolies, and I hate the folks that engineer the system and think they're going to control things. They don't control things. The White House doesn't control the narrative anymore. And they bemoan that. They attack the alternative media. Chief among it, the Drudge Report. Because we can show you videos of where they say, yeah, once we register, we're going to confiscate the guns. And what did the White House say? We hate it when our people speak out of turn and let out the plan. So that's why no one in the media is allowed to talk to any of our people in government. That's why the president doesn't really have press conferences anymore, and it's why we don't talk anymore. It's because of Drudge. The enemy can't even effectively have their propagandist out there talking, because when one of the mayors against gun violence, as they call it, you know, Mayor Bloomberg's anti-American seditious group, gets up in Austin, he says, we're going to register now and take the guns next. That video goes viral, and they're in trouble. Because you guys love to brag, we're here, and we're going to show it. And they can't, and listen, they can't get us all. I want other people to duplicate what we've done. I want other people to start their own local radio shows and then put them on the internet and then do what we've done nationally, internationally, locally. And then once you become successful locally, I suggest you do it locally first, because that's where there's a real audience for fighting corruption. Because, see, we're covering national, international, and there's almost a glut of that now at certain levels. You need to cover what's happening locally, then that will become national. I'm consulting for you out there, America. What did the head of the Veritas Project a few days ago, O'Keefe, say? He said he's writing a book coming out. We're going to sell it about how to do what he's done as a real citizen journalist that brings down federal operations. Acorn was getting something like $6 to $10 billion a year. He blew that operation into 1,000 political pieces. Low tech for a couple thousand dollars. Folks, I literally pioneered what they do by necessity. Reinventing old-fashioned muckraking with the internet. I'm giving you solutions. The next issue of the magazine is going to be about solutions and basic ways to fight these tyrants. If you'll just go to globalist meetings that are public, anti-gun, land-grabbing stuff, they'll sit around if you just sit there and act like you're with them going, yeah, we're criminals, we're going to steal everything. I mean, that's who they are. You can walk into one of these so-called liberal offices and go, hey, let's kidnap kids. And they'll be like, yeah, let's murder them, too. I mean, you know, it's like the Acorn stuff where, yeah, I'm bringing in little kidnapped girls to sell them as sex slaves. Oh, great, yeah, we love that. That's a wonderful thing, you know. I'm telling you, these people are so evil. See, most people who figured out the general public are zombies and don't even know what's going on, most people figure that out and go, well, I'm going to rob them. I'm going to steal from them. And once they get a corrupt police force in charge, you can't touch anybody within the city corruption or the corporate corruption. Because, well, that'll bring down the whole system. They're like made men. Those of us that stand down to corruption make all these low-level criminals like made men. And why would you be made in the Italian mafia? Because if you went after that person, a whole organization would come after you. It's like Scientology, where people are scared to go after them because they'll come after you. Even though they went after the federal government, the FBI, CIA, they went after them, broke into their offices, reportedly did dirty tricks. People are scared of Scientology, and it's something L. Ron Hubbard set up as a joke for tax exemption just because they had what Tony Montana calls huevos, and I don't break them for nobody. Well, what if good people didn't back down? What if good people got aggressive? And I'm not talking about breaking into the FBI, but just said, come and take it. But more than come and take it, we go out and we take over. We get aggressive. Those two guys in Austin that went to that anti-gun rally, they came over and a woman slapped one of them in the back. Another guy poked him in the leg, got cussed at him. They stood their ground. The police tried to act like the Patriots had done something wrong, led by Acevedo, who's going to be in here next Friday, he says. We'll see. And just because they did that, just because they went out there and held up signs saying, no gun ban, the enemy said, you bet, you'll need that sign soon, because after we register, after we do what we're doing now, we're going to make that sign a reality. So you keep that sign, you're going to need it. And the guy smiled, the little Hispanic version of Dr. Evil. I guess the Hispanic mini-me sits there and points at him and says, I'm going to get your guns. What an outrageous King George III statement. I mean, what a just Santa Ana, I'm going to get your guns. Just outrageous, like, I'm going to get them. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. If you don't engage the enemy, you don't show their strength. You don't show their fire. The cattle won't even know there's a war going on. Engaging the enemy, showing up, getting on the field. You may not be a great fencer the first time you go fencing. You may not be a great wrestler the first time you go and wrestle. You may not be a good boxer the first time you go boxing. But I'll assure you, you get in the arena, you're going to get better and better and better and better. And folks, I'm just telling you, I'm in the arena. And I may be stumbling around and bleeding and falling over sometimes. And it may even be a spectacle. But you know what? I'm in the arena. I'm in the arena all the way. Get in the arena. This is a fight with authoritarians and all their slime. They make me sick. You had a neighbor you'd caught stealing potted plants out of your backyard. And you came over to their house and said, Bill, that looks like my potted plant right there. In fact, that's a planter we bought in Mexico. I doubt you because he's, oh, that's mine. Oh, I've had that for years. No, I thought, you know, that looks like a plant we bought 5 years ago in Mexico. I mean, that's a pretty a small town. I think that's an original, you know, little deal. I bought it from a shop where they were there making them by hand. No, it's not. No, it's not. Well, I don't appreciate you, you know, saying that to me that I stole that. You would loathe that person because they were such a despicable liar. And you'd say, okay, you go ahead and you keep. You go ahead and you keep that. Of course, all you do is when you finally move out, a few years later, you just go over and take the potted plant back. That's actually a true story. I guess the only thing, I said I stole beer out of golf carts. I guess I have stolen my own stuff back before. Anyways, getting back to what I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen, is that there are people who just want to steal for no reason. My dad used to tell me when I was a kid, there's people who'd rather steal a quarter from you than make $100. And I go, why, Dad? And he goes, because they're losers. Because that's the way they are. They think they win by stealing something from you. I've seen people I've worked with, built up, put on the radar so many times just do the Oedipus complex and make stuff up about me and attack me and go after me or take my faults and exaggerate them because they imagine that that's how they build themselves up. That's how you become a big man. No, you build a community and you work with people and you get a name that's trusted, and then everyone who's a winner wants to work with you. When you attack people and lie about them, then only losers want to work with you. And my God, that's a bad fraternity to be in. And it's the same thing with government and bureaucracy. I mean, Homeland Security is saying gun owners, veterans are the number one terror threat. And if that wasn't enough, they doubled down. They quadrupled down. They infinitied down and said, gun owners, veterans, you're not just the ultimate terrorist. No, it's all Catholics and all evangelicals, and put them next to Al-Qaeda, and the army is taught that. And then that freaked everybody out when that, see, because I reported this a decade ago. Now it's in Fox News, so now it's safe for the state police in Colorado to go, yeah, we're in meetings saying we need to confiscate guns from the Christians, and will we do it? This is kind of creepy, I mean, you're in a room with enemy foreign operatives who've taken over. I mean, it's like aliens landing or something, or Nazis taking over France. You're in a room. I mean, right there, that's the bad guy, obviously. And by the way, we're taking a survey. This came out yesterday. Will you confiscate guns from Christians? We see them as a problem during gun confiscation. And the state police, this is your moment, folks, when the evil is just, the devil takes off the nice guy suit, and it's the devil in a red pajamas with a forked tail going, hi, I'm the devil, hello, and you're going to work for me, aren't you? Everybody's sitting there going, this is pretty crazy. I mean, it wasn't enough to badmouth George Washington. It wasn't bad enough to badmouth Thomas Jefferson. It wasn't bad enough to say returning veterans will attack every police department in America with IEDs. Remember that 5 years ago? And I'm like, here's this secret document. I was sent by a federal marshal. They're teaching him that every department will be attacked. Let me check this document. I've confirmed it's real. Now, the feds were hopping mad when I called them that I had it, and quite threatening. Police, are you being trained that veterans will attack your department, with IEDs in the near future? Open the phones up, every cop calls in. Yeah, they trained us on that last year. We thought it was crazy. That's why cops listen to this show are just immediately listeners, because they hear it and they go, yeah, I was told that. How does he know that? Ladies and gentlemen, there isn't long to turn this around, okay? If you give in to these bullies, it's over. And they are completely out of control. You know, I said I'd get to all these reports. I said I'd get to the true nature of the New World Order. And I don't do this on purpose. Guys, you've got to make me do it at the start of the third hour. And because I want to talk about their master plan, where they're going, what they're going to do, what's going to happen, how they've dumbed people down. Because that's the key. That's the heart. That's the central area to all of this. Is that we are entering a period in society. We are entering a period in our culture where everything is going to accelerate downhill. And the establishment has done the actuaries. They believe they've got a big enough group of people that are so dumbed down. I mean, I saw a Mark Dice video. We're going to play it coming up in the next segment where he goes out and says, will you confiscate, you know, are you for people being arrested if they own guns? Are you for banning guns? And the people, most of them, signed the petition to do it. And so I'm going to go out and see if Austinites are that dumbed down. But I mean, that, and then he went on and said, did you hear about the U.S. nuking China, blowing up their two biggest cities last week? And people are like, no, I didn't hear about it, and I don't care. I mean, that is how dangerously selfish and disconnected and lazy the public's gotten. But globalists, just because you have dumbed down the general public, just because you've been so successful in turning them into zombies and even lowering their brainwaves and reducing the amount of words they use. I've got all the studies I'm going to cover in the third hour on this front. Just because you've been able to do that doesn't mean there aren't 70 million guns sold in just the last couple of years. Over 150 million gun owners. I see statistics like 35 million gun owners. I saw that like in the New York Times last week. What a lie. Like, oh, it's a minority. It's 35 million gun owners. Ladies and gentlemen, There are estimated 400 million guns of new manufacture since the 1930s. That's considered, you know, modern era. I mean, you can pull up these numbers. It varies. Some are 400, 500 million. But let's just be conservative. Okay, 400 million guns. And most people, when they get a phone survey, do you own a gun? They say, none of your business, or no, because they don't trust the system. They know it's bad. They know it's crooked. Our numbers are much greater. So also understand that. So I want to tell the power structure something, which you're fully aware of. Just because you think you can get a bunch of sheep to vote to take our guns and vote to take our bank accounts and vote to take our private property because they think they're going to get a piece of it, A, will collapse the society faster than you even think, and B, there will be what you call collateral damage. There will be a civil war the likes of which you've never seen. And I know you believe you're going to have it and control it, and this will be your decisive war, and you've billed Obama as Lincoln too, but this is not going to work the way you think it is.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
I mean, is it a free society to turn on sitcoms, dramas, news, and all they do is demonize the family, fathers, guns, liberty? This is an authoritarian group. This is a scientific takeover.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Loving star. News channel that became like a national Fox channel because of his research. He's going to be joining us, telling us why he's really leaving and where he's going to be going. Ben Swan coming up. I'm going to get into North Korea here again in a moment. I want to tell you about efoodsdirect.com/Alex. If you go there, you can find all of their weekly and monthly specials that they are currently running. You can also click on the links at Infowars.com, and that will take you to the specials. But there at efoodsdirect.com/Alex, you will find 25% off the Liberty and Freedom one-year food supply special. We also drop ship out of our shopping cart for the same prices. If you want to get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Stores up to 25 years. Quick and easy to fix meals. Be prepared for any emergency. Very portable. Best tasting portable foods out there. And their patriots that also support Liberty and freeze rising food costs by buying and storing now. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. Ask about all the Alex Jones specials. 800-409-5633. And I did a lot of research. That's where I've been getting my storable foods for about 6-7 years. And you'd be crazy if you don't have them. Also, InfoWarsHealth.com has some specials running right now. You can always sign up for auto ship and get free shipping. That's a big discount at InfoWarsHealth.com. And don't forget, shopping and supporting patriots and liberty lovers and those that get the truth out is funding the revolution against the globalist revolution of tyranny. So InfoWarsStore.com for all the books, videos, T-shirts, all of it. Subscribe to the monthly magazine. Give it as a gift subscription. Shopping with the patriots, shopping with the good guys, shopping local, supporting our local AM and FM affiliates, becoming sponsors. You can also give InfoWarsTeam.com a call. The great crew here, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Or, again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to work with us and be a distributor of the best health products out there, bar none. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com. And don't forget, ProPure water filters discounted. The best stainless steel gravity-fed filters, the lowest price with the promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Okay, getting back into North Korea, and we got Pachinik. He finally got back from the DMZ. He's got, now he can speak more. He was kind of off record. He was being cased and saying stuff like, I've already put my life on the line in combat 8 times and, you know, in other spy operations. So if something happens to me, that's fine. I'm willing for something to happen to me. So he's probably listening right now. I'm not making fun of his voice. He's doing an imitation. Do an imitation of me too if you want. But he's going to be popping in for about 15 minutes at the end of the third hour today. Because he was saying it's a false flag. It's a false flag. It's a false flag. I can't say more than that. I've talked to Special Forces, Delta Force. I can't say much more than that. There's three CIA. When I was just getting breakfast, sitting around me at the restaurant, I got to watch it, Alex. They're listening right now, Alex. They're breaking into my email, Alex. So when he comes on, he's really a famous black ops guy. Camp David, founding Delta Force, writes Tom Clancy books. I mean, he's a very interesting character. Man, he's going to be popping in because here's Paul Watson's article. Look at this. Lawmakers drop bombshell. North Korea may have nuclear missiles. Well, no, they don't. The intelligence report doesn't say that. It says they've got A-bombs. Everybody knows that. But they can only hit Japan and South Korea. That's a public assessment by the British and everybody else. I've been saying it for months. Because I do my research. I'm not bragging. They've got atomic weapons. Let me say it again. They've got atomic weapons. The private groups, when they do tests in Japan, private universities are able to pick up, even though they're underground tests, it comes out the tunnels, they're able to pick up the isotopes of an atomic bomb. The fingerprint, the signature, the biometric reading, if you want to call it that, even though they've got the spectrometers. Here it is. And now North Korea says nuclear war is unavoidable. This is incredible. They work for the globe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.